So what is your course that you study at university anyway?
I'm studying animation at Ravensbourne in Greenwich.
And I hear you did your dissertation on women in the industry. Do you think there is a big difference between the men and the women?
Definitely. I think in education, for instance, there is 60% of women studying compared to 40% of men. But in entry-level positions in the industry, only 20% of the people hired are female, and that goes down and down up to producers and directors, where only 3% are women.
And do you think this has a big impact on the type of produce that this produced? So, for example, do you think there's a lot of like female stereotypes and men stereotypes because there's a majority of men in the industry?
Definitely. I think because men are the creatives and the technical people for the most part, and they have been for years, there's this old boys club, and where, because they're men, they can think of a male character and think of many different male characters, and that's why you have so many male-led films. Whereas because they don't have any women there, it seems to be more of a male agenda of what they find sexually attractive or not sexually attractive, and they think about looks rather than personality or character.
And have you seen this in your course as well? So the men produce the more like sexual characters, while the females tend to produce more realistic characters?
Not totally, but there are definitely still a small proportion of men in my class that produce very sexualized work with no substance. And I've had one boy in my class, he doesn't even communicate to girls, not because he's awkward, but because he's very talkative to other men in the class, he just blanks every woman, doesn't hear her opinion. So it is very, not good.
So going back quickly, why do you think there are less women going higher up in the industry than men?
I believe, and it was shown in my dissertation through research, that quite a few male producers, especially, and CEOs of big companies, don't believe in hiring a woman to direct a film or produce a film, because where they know that a man can do a good job, they do not believe that a woman, or they don't, not that they don't believe, but they don't know how good a job they can do. So because they never give women a chance, no women are allowed to progress, and it becomes almost impossible for a woman to even see herself in a higher role, especially since, say, in the making of Brave by Pixar, the female director, she was actually fired for standing up to her male executives, her male boss, whereas it has been said by a few women working underneath her that if she was a man and had stood up, she would not have been fired. Aside from that, I also believe that women are not hired, and it has been proven through many articles and from women speaking out that they have been denied jobs or turned away from jobs or fired for wanting to have a family or being pregnant. So because if women want to have a family, they are instantly looked down on, like they can't do the same amount of work, and that's why women are seen as risks to the company. They are not hired, they are not believed in the same amount as men, and it's a whole workplace culture thing that needs to change.
Is it getting any better, or is it just pretty much staying the same?
I think it is. From the women I talk to in industry, it is improving. Like, there aren't nude photos of women plastered around offices anymore. Women aren't asked for sexual favors for jobs or anything. They should not be. It's illegal. That is totally illegal in the UK, and it has not been happening, but I still have spoken to women where this is the case and it has happened. But I do believe it is improving and will continue to improve with Time's Up and Me Too movements.